Thank you for calling the Baby Formula Helpline. My name is John. This is a recorded line. Am I speaking with Corey Williams?
No, John. My name is Jonathan. I have Ms. Williams on the line.
Oh,
She
okay.
has two kids. I was hoping you could help her out.
Yes, I can. Thank you for the transfer. Hi, Mrs. Williams.
Yes.
Hi, Corey. My name is John. I'm a case intake specialist for the baby formula lawsuit. I'm assuming you'd like to see if you meet the criteria to participate in this lawsuit.
Correct.
Okay. And you're a parent of a premature baby? Did I hear you're a parent of two premature babies?
Correct, they're twins.
And what are their ages? What are the ages today?
Today they're 3 years old.
They're 3 years old. Okay. Are they boy girl or boy boy?
Boys.
Boys, okay, sons, twin sons, okay. And what was their gestational age at birth? How many weeks were they born?
They were 34 weeks.
34 weeks, okay. And what about their weight? How much did they weigh?
3 pounds, and then one was like maybe a little bit under 3 pounds.
Okay. Do you remember the exact weight?
Exactly. I'll just say 3, both of them are 3 because he was very, very close. It was maybe just like one little bitty pound, like off, like not even a whole pound, because he wasn't under 3 pounds. He just didn't, they weren't the exact same. So it was like 3 point something and then 3.07, like that.
Okay, that's fine. We'll say 3 pounds even for both of them. All right, now, were any of your twin sons diagnosed with a medical condition called NEC, which stands for necrotizing enterocolitis?
Correct.
Okay. Were both of them diagnosed or just one?
Kobe was diagnosed, Cassie diagnosed was later diagnosed. Kobe was first, he was the second born, he was the youngest, that was the smallest in terms of what the pounds we were just talking about. He actually had it the worst. And then later on, because he had all the attention on him, we realized it was both of them that had it.
Okay, I'm sorry to hear that. Okay. So can we start with Colby, his date of birth, please?
04/07/21.
And when was Colby diagnosed with NEC?
Kobe was first diagnosed on April 21st, the actual date of, I'm sorry, 2021.
Okay, so Colby was born April 7th, 2021, and then he was diagnosed with NEC 14 days later on April 21st, 2021.
Yep, we went home 3 days after birth, and then every day after that, we were in the emergency room every single day. I don't know. I mean, we were trying to figure out he had blood in his stool. His stomach was very, very hard. He had very, like, for him to be so small, I'm not sure how he even made it through all that, but he scared the living crap out of me.
Yes, I can understand. I'm sorry to hear that. All right, now before I go any further, I do need to find out, did you already get an attorney to assist you with filing a claim?
No.
Are you willing to affirm under penalty that you have not sought legal representation, advice from another law firm or attorney for this specific matter, or signed documents with another
Correct.
law firm? Okay. And
Correct.
regrettably, your son Colby was diagnosed with necrotizing enterocolitis. Does he have any on presently at age 3, does he have any ongoing complications that can be linked back to his diagnosis? For example, does he have bowel problems with constipation or bowel movements even to this day?
Yes, he still has problems with the constipation. Long lasting. I mean, I know when I spoke to the doctors, when they did the treatment for him, Kobe has like small little holes in his stomach. I think they call it intestinal. What is this on the tip of my tongue?
Strictures.
Yeah, I can't. It was called intestinal something, but they did poke when they did the surgery on him. They poked those small holes, and they told me they would be there. Not sure if that has anything to do with why he's still constipated, but he does have that same struggle when he goes to the restroom.
I'm sorry to hear that. Okay, so do you have any medical records in your possession to show proof of your son's diagnosis?
I just told the last representative I do have a MyChart account. I tried to recently get into there for a copy physical, and they said I need a registrar code or something like that because I don't know the password. I have to reset it. So I do need to speak with the administration at Elmhurst so that I can get access to it. But they tell me that if need be, that my attorney would be able to also help me with that.
That's right. Okay. So you don't have any records in your possession now, but you could get them, or the law firm can assist you with getting them. Okay. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to sign up Colby separately from your other son. So I'm going to be asking questions specifically to Colby, and then we'll do another one for your other son.
Yeah.
All right. So Colby was diagnosed on April 21st, 2021. Was his diagnosis made before he was given formula, or was it after?
After.
Okay. And how long after being fed formula was Colby diagnosed with NEC? Was it more than 7 days or less than 7 days?
Yes, it was more than 7 days.
Okay. What is the name of the hospital Colby was born at, your son was born at?
Edward Elmhurst Hospital.
Edward Hospital? Where's that located?
Edward.
Edward, I'm sorry.
Edward Elmhurst Hospital. It's located in Elmhurst.
Okay.
Do you need the zip code?
Is it Edward Elmhurst Health?
Yep.
Is it the location on 801 South Washington Street?
No. This is East Brush Hill Road, so it's in Elmhurst. It's 155 East Brush Hill Road. It's the main campus.
I'm sorry, you gave me that address and I wasn't ready for it. I apologize. One moment. I'm trying to find them.
No problem.
It's in Elmhurst?
Yes.
Did you say it's 155 East Brush Hill Road?
Correct.
Okay, thank you. I found it. Okay. Endeavor Health Elmhurst Hospital.
Yes.
That's the one. Okay. That's where he was born?
Yeah.
Is that also where he was diagnosed with NEC?
Correct.
Okay. Pardon the silence. I'm actually just entering this information in.
No problem.
Thank you. And do you know what brand of formula was provided to your son at the from the hospital?
Yes, it was Similac brand. I think it was a Pro Advanced.
Okay, that's fine. Similac, all right. And then because your son's a minor, he couldn't possibly file a claim for himself. But you being his mother and legal guardian, you can file the claim, and you do have the legal authority to sign on behalf of your son. Is that right?
Correct.
Okay, and your son is living today?
Correct.
Okay, and he is a resident of the United States? Or you are a resident of the
Correct.
United States? Okay.
Correct.
And your son was born at 34 weeks. And
Correct.
Was his diagnosis made before he was your son diagnosed with NEC while still in the hospital, or did you have to leave and come back to get the diagnosis?
So after he was born, we left the third day. We left 3 days after he was born, and then we went back to the hospital every day. So I could say we left. I could say we stayed. We either or we were there.
Okay. Okay, and he was born February 7th, 2021.
April 7th.
I'm sorry.
I was born February 7th.
I said April 7th. I'm sorry. He was born April 7th, 2021, and he was diagnosed with NEC on April 21st, 2021. My apology. And he is 3 years of age today?
Correct.
And then do you have a copy of his birth certificate to provide to the law firm?
Yes.
Okay. Do you have any other family, friends, or loved ones that you know that were fed formula and diagnosed with NEC?
Not to my knowledge. Diagnosed, not to my knowledge.
Okay. And then your son's gender is male, correct? And he's single?
Correct.
Okay. And then could you spell out his first name?
K-O-B-E.
I'm sorry. Somehow it broke up. I thought I heard A, B.
K as in king.
Okay.
O as in Oscar. Uh-huh. B as in boy. E as in elephant.
Okay, just like the basketball player, Kobe.
Yes.
Okay, very good. And his last name?
Martin, M-A-R-T-I-N.
M-A-R-T-I-N?
Yes.
Okay, great. And then does he have a suffix to his name? Junior, senior, or first, second, or third?
No.
Okay.
No.
And then the law firm's going to have you sign an authorization to release medical records, which I'll prepare. So I'll have his name
Definitely.
On that form. But also we'll need his social security number. Do you have his full social?
Okay. Yes.
Okay, go ahead.
Okay. It is 864-349-826.
Okay, perfect. Let me repeat that to make sure I have it correct. 864-349-826.
Correct.
Thank you. And then now I can gather your information because you are filing the claim on his behalf. Your name is Corey. Is that K-O-R-I?
Correct.
Okay. And I have a last name, Williams. Is that correct?
Yeah.
And that's spelled W-I-L-L-I-A-M-S?
Yeah.
Do you have a suffix to your name?
No.
Okay. And you're a female?
Yes.
And your marital status?
Single.
Okay. Single, never married?
Never married.
Okay. And your social, please?
361-907241.
Okay. Let me repeat that just to make sure I have it correct. 361-907241.
Correct.
Okay. And your date of birth, please?
020795.
Okay. That's February 7, 1995?
Yeah.
Okay, great. And then I will have you, if you meet the criteria, I'll have you sign the legal agreement today along with authorization to release medical records. And I'll send you copies of those forms to your email address. I have on record for an email, I have William S. Corey 95@yahoo.com. Is that correct?
Yes, Williams Corey 95@yahoo.com.
Very good. Let me spell that out. It's WILLIAMSKORI 95@yahoo.
Correct.
Perfect. And then just to confirm, this is a smartphone I'm speaking to you on. This phone number 708-400-0679.
Correct.
Great. And then the law firm, if you do meet this criteria and we sign paperwork today, you and I will be finished today, but there is one final step, and that's to do a case verification call with the law firm. They just want to hear from you specifically to confirm that your son was born premature, fed cow's milk formula fortifier, the Similac, and then diagnosed with NHL and the date that he was diagnosed. And they'll ask specifically for confirmation that it's okay to submit the request for medical records. That call takes just a couple of minutes. That'll happen sometime between now and the next 14 days. Is that okay?
Okay. Yes, that's fine.
Okay, good. Just remember that. Even though you and I are done, there's one final step, that case verification call. That'll happen in 14 days. What's the best time that you can be reached, morning, afternoon, or evening?
Morning.
Okay, I'll let the law firm know morning's best. And then what is your address now? Where do you live today?
My address is 6545 West Dickens, D-I-C-K-E-N-S, Avenue, Apartment 2W. And Chicago, Illinois, 60707.
Okay. Let me confirm that I have this information correct. I have 6545 West Dickens Avenue, apartment 2W, as in whiskey, Chicago, Illinois, 60707.
Correct.
Okay. I think you answered, you do have official documents to show the parent daughter relationship or parent-son relationship, that would be birth certificate with your name on it as well as any government-issued IDs. Is that right?
Correct.
Perfect. And your mom, your name is listed as mom on the birth certificate, Corey Williams?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
Is there a father's name listed on the birth certificate?
No.
Okay. And next question, are you aware of any custody or parenting-related issues that pertain to abuse, neglect, or loss of custody?
No.
Are you aware of any family history of drug or alcohol abuse?
No.
Okay. Did you experience any of the following issues during your pregnancy with your son? Hypertensive disease, tobacco use, illicit drug use, placental insufficiency, delayed cord clamping, HIV or AIDS, any of those issues during pregnancy?
No.
Okay. And you did state your son was born premature, and that was in the state of Illinois? Is that right?
Correct.
Okay, born premature in the state of Illinois. When your son was diagnosed with NEC, was that while he was in the NICU?
No, he wasn't in the NICU yet.
He wasn't, okay. All right. And then your son's name, as it appears on the birth certificate, is it Kobe Martin?
Kobe, yes.
Okay.
It has his. Does he have to have his middle name on there?
It's not necessary when that okay. It's not required, but that's good. It's fine. And then his birth weight, we're going to put 3 pounds.
Yes.
Okay. All right. And then when did they put him on formula for the first time? Do you recall?
He was on formula from the very first day, from the first time
he was born.
From the seventh.
And when do you think they took him off formula?
We stopped formula. Well, we were into the emergency room constantly. So that last day when we went into the emergency room, that had to be the 20th or 21st. When we went to the hospital that last time, he was done. On the Similac for 2 weeks.
I'm sorry to interrupt you, but am I hearing that he started formula the day he was born, but they stopped the formula the day that he was diagnosed with NEC?
We stopped the formula, yep.
That day that he was diagnosed? Okay, so,
correct.
So he started on April 7th, the day he was born, and he stopped taking formula on April 21st, the day he was diagnosed with NEC, is that right? Okay. When did you first learn of a possible connection between your son's diagnosis and the baby formula that he received? When did you first learn that he may have developed NEC from the baby formula?
So it had to be 7 days into it. Like I said, he started to have very hard bowel movements where I seen blood in his stool. So at that point, I was a little skeptical about the Similac.
Sorry to interrupt you, Corey. What I'm trying to do is establish a date of when you learned, and your best guess, and this is a date, when you learned that your son may have developed NEC from the baby formula.
From the formula, right. Yeah, it had to be on the 20th.
Okay, so about
on the 20th.
On the day that your son was diagnosed, April 21st, is when you learned that he may have gotten NEC from the formula?
Correct.
Okay. April 21st, 21. And then how much time had gone by between his first exposure to his injury? Let's see here. I mean, he was born 4/7, and that's when he started formula, and then he was diagnosed with NEC on the 21st. That's 14 days apart. So is that right? 14 days?
Yeah.
Okay, thank you. Was your son fed formula? Was your son fed breast milk prior to formula?
No.
Okay. And he was fed formula at the hospital?
Yes.
Okay. I know you were mentioning what symptoms you observed before his diagnosis, and that's my next question. What symptoms did your son have after drinking the Cal's-based milk formula? Did he have a low body temperature?
I would say his temperature would drop. Yep, it would drop. It wasn't very low. It would drop. It was in like a normal, I would say normal stages, and then it would go just a few points down.
Okay. Did he have green vomit or vomit?
Yes.
Okay. Did he have sleep apnea, which is difficulty breathing while sleeping? In other words, his breathing would stop and start? Okay. Did he have hypotension, which is abnormally or slower than normal blood pressure, lower than normal blood pressure?
I don't even know how to take a blood pressure. Sorry.
Okay. If you're not certain, if you're not unsure, then we assume no. Did he have bradycardia, which is a slower than normal heart rate after drinking the formula?
No.
Okay. Do you know if he had a swollen, red, or tender belly?
Yes.
Okay. Did he have trouble feeding?
Yes.
Okay. Did he have constipation?
Yes.
Okay. Was he lethargic or sleepy or sluggish?
Sometimes.
Okay. Did he have diarrhea and or dark bloody stools?
Dark bloody stools, yes.
Okay.
Not diarrhea, constipation.
Okay. Okay. So let me just recap the responses to this question, what symptoms your son experienced after drinking Cal's-based milk formula. Would have been low body temperature, green vomit, swollen red or tender belly, along with trouble feeding, constipation, lethargic, and dark bloody stools. Does that sound right to you?
Yes.
Okay, very good. Okay, and we already established this. All right, now what treatments or medical procedures did your son undergo due to NEC? Did the medical staff treat him with antibiotics?
Yes, he did receive antibiotic treatment through the IV.
Okay.
He also did a laparotomy.
Oh, they did a surgery?
Yes.
I'm sorry to hear that. And then do you know if they did an ostomy surgery?
They just did the laparotomy surgery with the stomach.
Laparotomy, okay. All right, do you know if they also did a blood transfusion?
No.
Okay, do you know if they used assisted ventilation or a breathing machine?
Yes.
Okay, and since there was surgery involved, they probably used a Penrose drain and a PICC line. A Penrose drain is a soft rubber flexible tube that's inserted in a wound to drain fluids, while PICC line is like a catheter that can be used to administer fluids, things of that sort.
I think they used a cannula.
Okay. Okay, to summarize the answer for what treatments and medical procedures your son underwent, the response was antibiotics, assisted ventilation, laparotomy, Penrose drain, and PICC line. Does that sound right to you?
Correct.
Okay. Okay. And when was your son last treated for any NEC-related issues? Would that have been the time that he was discharged from the hospital?
Yes.
Okay. And when's your best, what's your best estimate or guess for the date that he was discharged or last treated?
I guess it was around 14 days from then. I would say May 5th or 6th, May 5th.
May 5th, okay. And that'll be the same year, 2021?
Correct.
Okay, May 5th, 2021. Okay. All right, now, pardon the silence, but I'm going to be entering information about the treatment and diagnosis, okay? So my understanding is he was born at the same hospital, diagnosed and treated all at the same hospital, Endeavor Health Elmhurst Hospital?
Yes.
Okay, bear with me here. Facility name, okay, and then the address for the facility, 155 East Brush Hill. Address, it's asking for a phone number. I got that from the internet, 331-221-1000. This will be helpful for the law firms when they request medical records. Okay.
Okay.
Now, what I need next, or I'm going to ask next, is what is the name of the doctor that made the diagnosis of non-Hodgkin lymphoma?
Dr. Robert, R-O-B-E-R-T.
Mm-hmm.
Anderson. Robert Anderson.
A-N-D-E-R-S-O-N or S-E-N?
S-E-N.
S-E-N. And what? And he's in Elmhurst, Illinois?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Okay, I do. I see Dr. Robert S. Anderson, a pediatrician in Elmhurst. Okay. And he's the doctor that diagnosed your son. Is he also the doctor that was overseeing the treatment?
No, we have a family doctor by the name of Michael.
Okay. Dr.
Lozano.
By the way, Dr. Anderson diagnosed... Oh, I already confirmed that. I'm sorry. So the treating doctor is different from the doctor that diagnosed it. What was the treating doctor's name? I'm sorry.
Dr. Michael, M-I-C-H-A-E-L.
Okay.
Lozano. Do you want me to spell it out for you?
Yes, please.
L-O-I-A-C-O-N-O.
And where is he located?
He's at the same facility.
Endeavor Health, Elmhurst Hospital?
Yes.
Okay.
Can you give me 1 second? I can use my phone.
Okay, sure.
Okay.
Is it Dr. Michael P. Lacano?
Yes.
He also has, he looks like he practices in Fayetteville, Tennessee. Not far from where you're at?
No, that's not far.
Wait 1 second, I'm sorry. Yeah, I mean, is this the same doctor, Dr. Michael P. L. O. I. A. C. O. N. O. It shows that he's in Fayetteville, Tennessee. He's family medicine. He's the
doctor. Family medicine doctor.
I'm sorry.
Yep. That's my family medicine doctor. My whole family sees him.
Well, I understand, but actually, I think there might be a confusion. So your doc. When your son, we're talking about the NEC, necrotizing enterocolitis, I can see that you took him to your son to the hospital, and Dr. Anderson diagnosed him. But when you treated them when they treated your son at the hospital, your regular physician, Dr. Michael McConnell, came to that hospital and oversaw his treatment.
Oh, I'm sorry. Okay, okay. No, I thought you were saying the. Who was their primary? Who they see regularly? I'm sorry.
Who treated your son's non-Hodgkin?
He was under the same treatment from that facility.
Yeah, Dr. Anderson, probably Robert Anderson, was responsible for overseeing the treatment.
Yes.
Is that right?
Yes.
Okay. Your son did not see the other doctor until he came home. He may that doctor, Dr.
Lacan, was a follow-up visit.
Follow-ups, yeah. Okay, gotcha. Okay, right. Okay, we got that squared away. Okay, thank you.
I'm sorry.
No, it's okay. I just had to get that clarified. Thank you, Corey. All right, and we know that your son had intestinal-related surgery. Is that right?
Correct.
Do you know what Bell stage of NEC your son had?
No.
Okay.
Should I try to find out? Okay.
No, that's okay. It's unsure. If you're not certain. And then how's Kobe doing today?
Like I said, he still has a little complications with the bowel movements.
Okay.
I haven't seen anything alarming, no blood lately. Just monitoring everything pretty much that the kid intakes. So he's on the water. Can't have anything kind of like messing with his stomach because it gets really hard. I don't know what that is.
Uh-huh.
And it may be the bowels, maybe the bowels in his stomach that I'm feeling.
I'm hearing that Kobe is doing well, but does have complications related to digestion.
Yep.
Okay. All right. Now the law firm does request an emergency contact number in case something unfortunate happens to you. This ensures that they can continue the case for your loved ones. Typically, they only contact your emergency contact if they're unable to reach you for an extended period of time. Who would you like to list as your emergency contact, and does that person live with you?
My aunt. No, she does not.
Okay. It's your aunt. And what is her name?
Star, Starrr.
That's the first name, Starrr?
Yes.
And last name?
Bailey, B-A-I-L-E-Y. L-E-Y.
Thank you. Daily. D-A-I-L-E-Y.
B. B as in boy.
Oh,
Bailey.
I'm sorry. Bailey. I'm sorry. Pardon me. B as in boy. A-I-L-E-Y. Star yep. Bailey. Okay. And her phone number, please.
708-378-1006.
Okay. And it does ask for her address.
28 North LONG Avenue, Chicago, Illinois, 60644.
Okay, let me repeat that, make sure I have that correct. I have 28 North Long, L-O-N-G Avenue, Chicago, Illinois, 60644.
60644, correct.
Okay, okay, perfect. Okay, bear with me here. Let me take a look at the paperwork here to make sure this is correct. So the first son that was harmed by the baby formula would have been Kobe Martin.
Correct.
We've confirmed it's spelled K-O-B-E, and then last name M-A-R-T-I-N. His date of birth is, I'm sorry, his social is 864-349-826. Mom, you're filing a claim on his behalf. Corey, K-O-R-I, Williams, W-I-L-L-I-A-M-S. We confirm that. Mom, your social, 361-907241. We've confirmed your date of birth, February 7th, 1995. We've confirmed your email address. We've confirmed your phone number and your address, apartment 2W at 6545 West Dickens Avenue, Chicago, 60707. And of course, we've confirmed that your son was born, Kobe, was born April 7th, 2021, and he was diagnosed with necrotizing enterocolitis on April 21st, 2021. That diagnosis was made after being discharged initially, that 3 days he was discharged and then they had to come back. Everything looks good on that. All right, now I'm going to be separately doing an intake for your other son. So we do know already that you have not filed a claim already. You can affirm that you have not gotten legal representation or advice or signed documents from the law firm. Now, this son, regrettably, the twin, was diagnosed also with necrotizing enterocolitis. And I do know his date of birth is the same. It's April 7th, 2021.
Correct.
Okay. And he's age 3 today. And then when was that, this son, let me get his name first, his first name.
Cash, K-A-S-H.
Okay. And is it the same last name, Martin?
Correct.
Okay. Just to confirm, it's K-A-S-H, last name Martin.
Yes, M-A-R-T-I-N.
Perfect. Okay, very good. And then, so we know Cash also was diagnosed with NEC. And when was he diagnosed with NEC, in particular the date?
April 23rd. So it was 2 days after Kobe. So we focused on Kobe. And then we realized, like, hey, this other kid's doing the same thing.
I couldn't even imagine that. First, you have to deal with Kobe, and now you've got to deal with your second son. That's unfortunate. I'm sorry.
And I was so scared. Oh, my God. It was traumatizing, like, going through that.
Understandably. Now, what about Cash? Does he have long-term complications, GI problems like constipation, difficulty with bowel movements, things of that sort, or perforation, holes in the intestines like Kobe had?
Cash was a little bit more subtle. It was not as severe as Kobe. His stomach didn't get as hard as Kobe. It just when he drank, that's when he had a problem. Like Kobe's was consistent throughout the day. Mm-hmm. Cash is only when he drank. So that's why I didn't realize it at first, because he wouldn't wake up with, you know, vomit coming from his nose and things of that sort. Kobe had those problems. Cash was more like, so it's only when he was drinking.
But what about today? Like now that he's 3 years old, does he have like constipation?
So now, don't have a problem with Cash. He has constipation still, but it's periodically. You know, if he eats certain things, he still has that constipation.
Well, we could say that that is that although as minor and as infrequent as it may be, it still could be a complication that's linked to his diagnosis of NEC.
Exactly.
All right. And so
we can still say that that's what it is.
Yeah, I mean, it's, I mean, that I think that's fair, you know. So,
it is.
Okay,
it's
so
fair to me.
He does have ongoing GI problems, although not severe. That would be minor, but they still are periodic, meaning occasional.
Exactly.
So I'll make a note of that. Okay. And again, for medical records, I'm assuming you don't have medical records in your possession, but you know that they're available at the hospital?
Yes.
Okay. All right. That's the same for you, for Cash, and for Kobe. All right. And then was your son Cash diagnosed with NEC before he was provided formula, or was it after?
No. After.
Okay. And then how long after being fed formula did Cash develop NEC? Was that less than 7 days or more than 7 days?
More than 7 days.
Okay. And then what is the name of the hospital that your Cash was born at? It's the same as Kobe, correct? Or is that right?
Correct.
Okay.
Correct.
Is that also the same place that diagnosed Kobe? I mean, Cash with...
Correct.
Okay. Bear with me here. And was Cash provided the same formula, Similac, at the hospital?
Yes.
Okay, same as Kobe, okay.
Yeah,
and
Kobe,
again,
yeah.
Very similar questions as I asked for Kobe, as I am going to for Cash, which is you are his mother, legal guardian. You have the authority to sign on his behalf. You're a resident of the United States, and both sons are living today. Is that right?
Yes.
Okay.
Correct.
And they are twins, so they both were born 34 weeks.
Correct.
Okay. And then it sounds like Cash was also diagnosed post-discharge. In other words, you came home and then you had to return back to the hospital to and later discover that he has NEC. Is that right?
Correct.
Okay.
Correct.
Thank you. We call that diagnosed post-hospital discharge. And the same thing, you could provide a birth certificate for Cash as you could for Kobe.
Correct.
Okay. And no on referrals. Now I'll be asking information about Cash. So I know he's a male and he's single. Is that right?
Correct.
Okay. Does he have a suffix to his name? Junior, senior, first, second, or third?
No.
Okay. And then his social?
Give me 1 second.
While you're doing that, I'm going to put your information in.
Okay, I'm ready.
Okay, let me, 1 second here, I apologize. I was just,
no problem.
I was, while you were gathering Cash's social, I was just copying and pasting your social and date of birth for Cash's file. Oops, 1 second
okay.
Here. I'm almost done. Oh geez, I just messed up a copy and paste. What was your social, I'm sorry?
361-90-7241.
Okay, thank you. 361-90-7241?
Yes.
Okay, thank you. Your date of birth, February 7th, 1995. Okay, now I'm ready for Cash's Social Security number.
It is 398-95-9952.
Okay, thank you. Let me confirm, it's 398-95-9952?
Yes.
Okay, perfect. And then while you were gathering Cash's social, I was entering the same information about mom who's filing the claim, Corey Williams. We already verified first name spelling and last name spelling, single female. We've confirmed your social, 361-90-7241, and we've confirmed your date of birth, February 7th, 1995. I've got to, and then I already know your email address. Okay, and then we've confirmed your smartphone, phone, and the best time that you can be reached for the case verification call. You're going to have separate, even though you have two claims with the same law firm, they're actually separate claims. Two separate claims, one for each son, but the same law firm representing you, okay? Okay. They'll do a case verification. Just let them, when the law firm calls, let them know you actually have two separate claims for each son, twin son. All right. And then I'm going to be copying and pasting residence 6545 West Dickens Avenue in Chicago, 2W, apartment 2W. Apartment 2W. Okay. And yes, you do have official documents like a birth certificate, government issued ID. And I'm assuming the same for Cash as it was for Kobe. You are the mother listed on the birth certificate, Corey Williams?
Correct.
Okay. Thank you.
Correct.
And same response. You're not aware of any custody or parenting related issues, abuse, neglect, or loss of custody for Cash? No. Same with drugs and alcohol in the family for Cash? Did you have no issues during pregnancy for Cash?
No.
Cash was born premature and he was born in the state of Illinois. And like Kobe, Cash was not diagnosed with neck while in NICU?
Correct.
Okay. And then Cash's name on the birth certificate is Cash Martin?
Correct.
Okay, thank you. And we're going to say weight 3 pounds. Okay. And then for formula start and stop dates, when he started formula and when he stopped formula, we would assume Cash started formula on the day he was born, April 7th, 2021.
Yes.
And then when do you think he stopped getting formula?
That on the 23rd.
On the 23rd? Okay. All right. And then when did you first learn of a connection between the baby formula and NEC? Probably like it's the same as it was with Cash. It was about the 21st.
Yes, it was the 21st. Yep.
Okay. And that was roughly, we're talking 16 days of usage for Cash. Does that sound about right to you?
Yes.
Okay. And was Cash fed breast milk?
No.
Okay. And Cash was fed formula in the hospital?
Yes.
Okay. Now, what symptoms did Cash experience after drinking Cal's-based milk formula? Very similar questions. Did he have a low body temperature?
No.
Did he have green vomit?
Yes.
Okay. Did he have sleep apnea?
Yes.
Okay.
Not sleep apnea. No, he was just lethargic like Kobe.
Okay. And did he have hypotension, which is lower blood pressure than what's normal? Low blood pressure, in other words.
No.
Okay. Did he have a slower than normal heart rate? That's bradycardia?
Yes.
Okay. Did he have a swollen, red, or tender belly? This is Cash?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes, this is Cash.
Swollen belly. And did he have constipation?
Yes.
Okay. And was he lethargic? I think you said yes, right?
Yes.
Okay. Now, did Cash have diarrhea or dark, bloody stools?
Diarrhea.
Oh, I'm sorry to hear that. Okay. All right, so just to summarize what symptoms Cash experienced after drinking Cal's milk formula, we have green vomit. We have bradycardia. We have swollen belly. We have constipation, lethargic, and diarrhea. Does that sound right?
Yes.
Okay. Bear with me here. Let me just type these notes into the system, and then we can go to the next question when I'm done. One moment. Okay. And then same with medical records. You know the hospital has them.
Yes.
Okay. Okay, and then, all right, now, treatments. What treatments did Cash undergo due to NEC? Was he Cash treated with antibiotics?
Correct.
Okay, did Cash have a blood transfusion or needed a breathing machine?
No blood transfusion, a breathing machine, yes.
Okay. I'm sorry, I apologize. No blood transfusion?
No blood transfusion, I'm sorry.
Okay. What about assisted ventilation?
Yep, that's what I'm saying, yep.
Okay, he did have assisted ventilation, okay. And then, do you know if he had surgery? Did Cash have surgery?
Cash had the same surgery, the
laparotomy.
Am I pronouncing it? Yes.
Laparotomy.
I was saying laparotomy.
Do you know if he had an ostomy bag?
No.
Okay. And if he had laparotomy, just like Kobe, he probably had a Penrose drain and a PICC line.
Correct.
Okay. Okay, bear with me here. Okay, bear with me here. I'm just almost done here. Okay, and then, all right, so to recap what treatments and medical procedures Cash had to undergo, it was antibiotics, assisted ventilation, laparotomy, Penrose drain, and PICC line. Does that sound about right to you?
Correct.
Okay, now when was Cash last treated for NEC-related issues? When was he last treated?
May the 8th.
May 8th, okay. And that's the year 2021?
Correct.
Okay. And who made the diagnosis for Cash for NEC? Was it the same doctor, Dr. Robert Anderson?
Yes, it was.
Okay.
And
was Dr. Robert Anderson also responsible for his treatment at the hospital?
Correct.
Okay. All right. Just like Kobe, in other words.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Very good. This is easy. Bear with me. It's going to take a moment for me to copy and paste the information I have for Cash now to Kobe.
Okay.
And then, as you can see, as you're probably aware, we're getting close to wrapping up the intakes for both sons.
Okay.
Okay, you all finished? Okay. Thank you so much. I apologize for the
Okay. And that surgery, that was intestinal related surgery. And same question for Cash as I had for Kobe. Do you know the Bell stage of NEC? And I think you said unsure.
Yes.
Okay. And then the final, the emergency contact, same. We could use Star Bailey for both. Okay.
Yes.
And then I have one final question. Does not live with you, Star Bailey. Her phone number we've confirmed already, and she is, I believe, an aunt, and I have her address. Okay, and then now my final question for Cash's intake is, how is he doing today?
Cash is moderately doing well with the constipation. He still has constipation periodically, diarrhea, soft bowel movements. But he's doing well as far as breathing and as far as his abdominal pain.
Good. So Cash is doing well, but does have moderate GI issues related to periodic constipation and difficulty with bowel movements. Does that sound about right to you?
Yes.
Okay. All right. Everything looks good. Again, let me just double check my work here. And so you're going to sign separate agreements, right, for each son?
Okay.
Because, again, they're separate claims, a claim for Cash and a claim for Kobe. So let me start with sending the claim for Kobe first. And first I'm going to send a draft to myself so I can make sure everything looks it's everything's right. There's no typos or things like that.
Okay.
So what's going to happen is any moment now you're going to receive a text message with a link to DocuSign so you can sign the agreement along with the authorization to release medical records. When you get that text, you're going to agree to SMS messages first. Then you'll see something that says, please review and act on these documents. Below that, you'll see my name. If you scroll down even further below, you'll see a box that you'll need to put a check mark next to, which is agreeing to electronic records and signatures. Then you can follow step-by-step the yellow navigation button, starting with the yellow start button. Once you get to the yellow finish button for Kobe, let me know. That'll be my cue to do something. Oh, actually, that'll be my cue to send the agreement now for Cash, okay? All right, and I'll be on the phone with you. Again, once we finish the signing, that's when you and I will be done. But don't forget that final step is going to be the case verification call with you and the law firm.
Okay.
And the firm, people are inclined to write it down, but I'll text it to you. But the name of the firm is Pulaski. All right, bear with me. I'm looking at the forms to make sure everything is in order. Yeah, it looks good. Okay. So any moment you're going to get a text message with a link to Kobe's forms.
Received.
All right, perfect. Again, agree to SMS messages, check mark the box, electronic records and signatures, follow the yellow navigation buttons. That'll show you where to sign and initial, and then you'll hit the yellow finish button and tell me when you've done so.
All done.
Okay, you're all done? Okay.
Correct.
Yeah, I see you've completed. Okay, now the next one's going to come for Cash, Martin. Okay, now.
Okay, this is for Cash.
Yep, you got this for Cash? Okay, perfect.
Okay, all done with Cash.
Okay, let me see here. Yes, I see. Both are completed. Okay, now let me do this. All right, so I know this is your cell phone number. I am going to send you now a text message with my name and contact information.
Okay, I received it.
You did? Okay, perfect. One moment, please. Okay, so I sent you one more text message. So you got my name and contact information from my direct number, 949 area code. So you always have record. And then the last message is be on the lookout for a call from the law firm Pulaski Kirker, because that's the case verification call. So it may seem like we're all done, but remember that the law firm does need to just hear from you. Yes, my two sons were born premature. Yes, they were fed Cal-Yes formula. Yes, they developed NEC, and yes, it's okay to request medical records. You already signed the authorization to release medical records. They'll just submit it to the hospital. Be patient. It's going to take time to get to a resolution, to reach an agreement between the lawyers and the makers of the baby formula for compensation. I want to say thank you for letting me help you get signed up for this this very important lawsuit. I know these are unfortunate circumstances that brought us together, the very fact that your two sons at such a young age and were diagnosed with NEC after being exposed to this formula. But I am pleased that you are about to get representation from a very credible, experienced law firm. They provide great service. I anticipate they'll be successful in helping you get compensation for damages.
Thank you so much, John. I truly do appreciate you. Thank you for your time.
You're very welcome. If you have no other questions, I wish you a very good rest of the day, rest of the week, and a great weekend coming up.
Okay, you too.
Thank you. Take care, Corey. Bye.
Mm-hmm.